Good afternoon. Arctic cold continues to flow in on the heels of a gusty west-northwest breeze today. The cold air over the relatively warmer waters of Lake Ontario is producing a band of lake effect snow, which continues to add up quickly across the western Adirondacks and Tug Hill Plateau area. And these lake snow bands will tend to drift to the south and toward the Mohawk Valley. Still, the heaviest accumulations on the order of about 1 to 2 feet will fall across the higher terrain in the western Adirondacks, although some of the areas closer to the Mohawk Valley could pick up a few inches by the end of the day today or into this evening. Meanwhile, for the rest of interior New York and New England, just a dry, cold day with in-and-out sunshine and a few passing flurries or snow showers as temperatures struggle but reach the upper 20s to around 30. A few snow showers off of the Great Lakes tonight, outside of those lake effect squalls, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy, and temperatures way down in the lower teens, even some single digits and near zero across the mountains. This'll set us up for a dry and very cold day tomorrow as the heart of the Arctic air settles in over top of us. With a mix of sun and clouds, many places will not even reach 20, with some locations only getting into the lower 20s. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered snow showers as a weak disturbance passes through to round out the work week on Friday with highs staying in the 20s. A more potent system will emerge out of the middle of the country and work its way through the Tennessee Valley on its way to the northeast during the weekend. It'll be dry to start the day Saturday, however, clouds will increase and thicken, and there's a good chance of snow developing before dark as temperatures reach into the middle 20s. Snow will continue as a low-pressure wave along the eastern seaboard tracks south of Long Island on Saturday night. The intensity of this snowfall will be determined by the exact track of the low center and how much moisture it can pull in off of the Atlantic Ocean. Either way, it looks like most of the region will have at least a few inches of snow by Sunday morning, and as it winds down, we'll be left with snow showers and a breeze on Sunday afternoon as highs reach into the lower 30s. It'll be dry to start next week on Monday with a mixture of sunshine and clouds back into the mid-20s and mid to upper 20s with scattered snow showers on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, lake effect snow warnings are in effect downwind of Lakes Erie and Ontario. The first big lake effect event of the season will drop about 1 to 2 feet of snow in locations that line straight up with the persistent snow bands. Winter weather advisories, meanwhile, have been issued for parts of the Midwest, including Chicago. A weak disturbance is expected to produce snowfall of 3 inches or less in these locations. And wind chill advisories and warnings remain in effect for the upper Midwest and northern plains. Wind chill values in northern Minnesota and Wisconsin could be as low as 30 to 45 below zero. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Fort Pierce and Plant City, both in Florida, to a low of 33 below zero at International Falls, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds in the lower 30s, Boston increasing clouds and windy in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers and highs in the middle 20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 37 degrees, the average low, 23. The record high, 61, set in 1952, and the record low, 8 below zero in 1988. Sunrise this morning at 7:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:21 p.m., 9 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers and heavier lake effect squalls downwind of Lake Ontario today, highs in the mid to upper 20s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the lower teens, although closer to zero in the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers and heavier lake effect squalls downwind of Lake Ontario today, highs in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy with snow showers and squalls tonight and lows in the lower teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few snow showers possible and lows in the lower to mid-teens. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Partly sunny and breezy today, with scattered flurries and snow showers passing through. Highs in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few snow showers possible, and lows in the lower teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, lower 20s, a few flurries and snow showers Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy in the middle to upper 20s. Increasing clouds with snow developing Saturday afternoon in the mid-20s, snow Saturday night and Sunday morning, mostly cloudy and breezy in the afternoon Sunday, 31. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-20s on Monday, and a few snow showers Tuesday with high staying in the 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.